弟兄的姊妹你好平安。It's a real opportunity and an honor to share with you what God was doing in China in the past 3 weeks.
大家平安，我很荣幸今天来跟你们分享神在过去这三个星期在中国所做的。
God is really unifying His church, the Chinese church, and it's through and by the family.
神呢就是利用家庭来把这个教会合一起来。
Because he's returning soon, he's focusing on the most important area of the body of Christ.
因为神快回来了，所以他就是在这个时候用教会，用家庭来使教会合一。
Okay. I'm going to share with you very briefly what God was doing through Linda and George Kuo and Eastgate's in China in the past 3 weeks.
我就简单的介绍神怎么样来用George 跟 Linda
and Eastgate
跟这个东门施工在过去这三个星期所做的。
Okay, I felt very powerfully that God was telling us that we had to focus on the family.
我们现在必须要。
PowerPoint 有没有？
必须要把重心放在家庭上面。
Okay, we went to Shanghai.
我们首先去上海。
Then we went to Hangzhou.
然后去杭州。
Then we went to Shandong province.
然后再去山东。
Okay, and so basically there was an incredible thirst for how to have as couples to have a better relationship.
那这些夫妻呢他们都有很多的很大的渴望怎么样能够夫妻更合一。
You're going to see that, there are too many testimonies. I mean, there are this many testimonies as far as how their lives were changed in just 2 to 3 days.
那这些夫妻呢他们写的见证是非常的多就是说在这两个三个礼拜里面的改变。
Okay, they came in very broken.
他们来的时候都是很破碎的。
Many of them were about ready to separate or have a divorce.
有些人都已经就没办法过下去了，要分居或离婚了。
But in about 2 or 3 days, they totally changed.
但是两天之内，两三天马上就完全改变了。
感谢主，
感谢。
And Linda and George taught.In a way that was very different than other people have taught in China.
Linda 跟 George 在他们的教法跟一般人在中国教的都不太一样。
The Chinese have a lot of Bible knowledge.
中国人他是有很多的脑子上有很多的知识。
But hasn't dropped to the heart.
但是呢这些知识没有办法印到了心里面。
So they can know a lot about the Bible, but they don't know how to live it.
所以呢他们知道很多的圣经的知识但是没有办法把它应用在生活上。
Okay, first we were in Shanghai, and this is the street that the church was on. It was a house church.
这是一个上海那个家庭教会那条街。
It's an average street. You wouldn't know that there's a house church there.
非常非常窄的你也看不出来有一个教会在里面。
The arrangement that Dongmen had for Linda and George, many times it was a very crowded, there were too many people who wanted to come to the seminars, but only a certain number of couples could come.
那Dongmen给George 跟 Linda 安排的就是有很多的人都想来但是有一些人没有办法来因为地方太小。
So in this room, there would be no aisleway to walk. It was so crowded.
就像假如说这间房子我们摆了椅子以后根本就没有走到的。
Okay.And you can see they were even sitting in the stairwell.
你看那个楼梯上都有人坐。
Okay. George and Linda always show, right through their teaching, they model first what they want the couples to do.
George and Linda 的教法就是说他会先示范。
And it's very interactive.
他们的教法也是非常互动的。
As many of you experienced yesterday.
你们有些人昨天有这个经验。
It was the first time for many of the Chinese men to even hug their wives.
很多的这个先生呢是第一次来拥抱他的太太。
And for the first time for them to look eye to eye into their wives' eyes for 1 minute.
第一次这个他们会读彼此对视。
Some of them couldn't do it. They just couldn't look into their wives' eyes.
有些人都没有办法，因为他真的没有办法看 看对方的眼睛。
But after they did it for one minute, something very profound happened to their heart.
但是呢，这样对视一两分钟以后，就真的心里面有很大的改变。
And after they hugged.
然后呢，过了以后就拥抱。
There are many, many, many tears.
很多人流泪。
Because there were many feelings that they had that they never knew they had before.
有很多的感觉就涌出来了，以前他们都不知道。
Old couples came, young couples came, every kind of couple came.
我们有年长的夫妻，也有年纪轻的夫妻。
And at the very end, at the end of 48 hours, there was a total transformation in many of their lives.
那两天之后呢，他们生命就完全的翻转。
And many decide to stay together.
很多时候他们就决定说我们要共同生活下去了。
And George and Linda always finish the whole seminar with prayer and a blessing.
那他们每次都是George and Linda 最后都是要让他们拥抱然后祝福他们。
For the first time, Chinese learned how their hearts are to be connected, not just their heads.
所以呢对中国人来讲第一次他们学习到心必须连接起来。
And if your heart is connected to God, then your heart can be more easily connected with your spouse.
假如你的心跟神连接，你就很容易跟夫妻的心可以连接起来。
Okay, then we went to Hangzhou.
然后去杭州。
Okay. And that's the group picture.
这是在杭州那个夫妻营玩的团体照。
It's a different kind of environment, more space. It was a beautiful training facility.
你就可以看出来这个地方跟刚刚我们在上海看的不一样。这个地方呢，有很舒服的椅子、沙发。
Many couples were very interested once again in renewing their marriage.
那这些的夫妻呢，也很希望能够更新他们的婚姻。
This is a powerful picture. This man is a businessman, a very powerful businessman, and he told his employees to close that he was not available for two whole days because he had an appointment with God to renew his marriage, and so none of his employees called him for two whole days. He closed his cell phone. That is a miracle for a Chinese businessman.
对这个丈夫来讲很不容易，因为他有他自己的事业，但是他这样的看重婚姻，他呢就告诉他的这些办公室的人啊，说你两天都不要打电话给我，手机也关起来，然后所有客户的电话也都不接，很大的牺牲。
He had a very powerful testimony. Okay.
他也做了很美好的见证。
And once again, Linda and George showed them how to hug.
Linda George, 让他们知道示范怎么样来拥抱。
Okay. And they were always counseling. There was much counseling going on.
常常我们做很多的辅导咨询。
Because the lives of Chinese in China are very complicated in the families.
因为在中国呢，生活是非常复杂的。
Okay. And, but,Oh, this is now in Hangzhou as well, but at a mountain retreat. Sorry, it's a little bit out of order. Okay, go on.
这个也是在杭州，但是是一个比较乡村，是在一个农家乐，你晓得。
There it is. Okay, it's a mountain retreat.
就是这个农家乐。
It's beautiful. It's like the bamboo capital of China.
那这个地方是所谓的竹海，就是他们产很多竹子。
And I like to look at bamboo as, you know, Christians need to be like bamboo. You can stand straight and tall in the calmest of situations, but when the storms of life come, you can bend practically to the ground, but not break.
那基督徒也可以跟竹子学习，因为竹子它是站得直直的，但是呢，碰到暴风雨的时候它会弯，但是它不会说就折断的。
Because they have very deep roots.
他们有很深的那个根。
And so George and Linda was showing them how Godwants their marriage to be like bamboo.
所以 George Lina 也是示范，就是说这个婚姻也是像竹子一样，要很坚强。
Okay, deep roots.
Yeah, 有很深的根，不折断。
These were two brothers from Shenyang.
这两个是弟兄，是从沈阳来的。
They were powerful speakers and powerful singers.
他们是非常非常有力的又会讲会带诗歌，他们的妻子当然都跟着都来的。
Many, many tears once again.
很多很多人就流泪。
Okay. A lot of powerful worship.
Yeah, 我们的敬拜也是非常有力的。
I mean, okay, this is a very powerful story. There was a young couple that came and they were on the verge of separation. They had a very, difficult marriage.
那这一对的夫妻呢也是有有一个很奇妙的故事啊。他们来的时候呢他们两个也是就是很困难就生活下去。
The young man was never affirmed by his father.
那这个丈夫呢他的父亲从来没有肯定过他。
He didn't have a job for a long time.
那他那时候也失业了。
And his wife was working to support them.
所以他的太太呢就工作来维持这个家。
And their life was complicated.
那生活非常的复杂。
And at the very end, it's a long story, but at the very end of the seminar, George and Linda went up to them, and George says, well, I should let George share with you what he said to the young man.
Actually, this young他就一直哭下去他在分享的时候他哭为什么呢他说我一生就是没有爸爸的肯定所以他的心老是有一个破洞所以在这个seminar 完了以后呢我站在他面前叫他的名字我说我知道你可能在这一生永远得不到你爸爸的肯定但是我今天站在这里代表耶稣靠耶稣的名我今天我要代替耶稣给你爸爸的爱我可以抱你吗哇他就给我抱了
哭哭哭
然后就一直 sob 不是哭而已是 sob 你知道 SOB SOB 就是说这种的哭那就是说他真是伤心又是感谢又是释放啊那个琳达就站在他就是太太的面前所以我们两个就一起抱他的夫妻啊所以有人问我说你这个夫妻是什么样的夫妻我真是有时候不晓得怎么解释因为我不像说啊别人的夫妻说今天做几点做什么几点做什么有一个 program 因为我们不是 program 因为我们是去就是说看圣灵怎么带领我当时也没有说计划说要怎么样我就当时就是我的感动就是说我要把这个他失去的我要靠神的名给他结果这也是一个刚刚我们在医治是吧其实刚刚我做的就是说在那个组里面所做的就是给他的医治的拥抱 OK
谢谢 See you had to hear it from George OK That's a group picture Now this picture is very interestingOkay.
这个团体照你看看是蛮有趣的。
It was taken at the end of the seminar.
这个是我们做完了这个夫妻营后面照的。
I wish we had taken a picture before the seminar.
真希望说我们在做以前照了一张。
Because this pastor, he was in prison for 7 years.
这个牧师呢他在他坐监牢坐了七年。
For evangelizing.
就是为了传福音的缘故。
And he was always serving the church, and he never really had a relationship with his children.
他呢总是在照顾教会服侍教会没有跟他自己的儿女有好的关系。
Or really his wife.
或者跟他的太太有好的关系。
And he was honest with us, and he shared with us his heart about his life.
他跟我们是非常的坦白的他就告诉我们这些事情。
But look at them now.
但是你现在看看他们。
We did not tell them to hold hands.
我们也没有告诉他说你要把你先生的手搂住或者是要抱他。
We did not tell them to smile.
也没有告诉他你要笑。
In typical Chinese pictures, you never see the husband putting their hands on their wife's shoulder or holding them.
一般那个中国人的照片也不笑然后也没有什么搂着太太啦或者是抱着太太。
But here, almost every picture you see them.
但是现在你看看都是手放在太太身上然后或者是搂。
They left changed.
他们的生命完全翻转。
Because their heart was opened.
因为他们的心敞开。
And God's love was now be able to be felt and expressed.
神的爱 也就表示出来了。
And at the end of my presentation, I'm going to show you a video of this man's testimony of his love letter to his wife.
等一下呢，我会有那个录影，他给他太太写的情书。